Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. School's back across the Limestone Coast for Term 2. We're being reminded to slow down when in school zones. The RAA's Matt Virchidays walks us through the different types of crossings we may come across when dropping off the kids.
An emu crossing is within a school zone and has an orange flag, meaning that you need to stop and give way to pedestrians. A koala crossing has the flashing yellow lights at the top of a red and white pole. And when those lights are flashing, drivers are required to slow down to 25 and give way to anyone about to cross the road.
Meantime, one Millicent mum will be keeping her son home for the first 2 weeks of Term 2, following claims his primary school keeps him isolated away from other students to manage his behaviour. Helen Brooks telling the Advertiser that her son has ADHD and sometimes acts out. She says his behaviour isn't right, but he needs help, not isolation. The Education Department says they're working to ensure the safety of everyone inside the classroom. The master plans for Lucindale and Francis have been greenlit by Narracourt Lucindale Council. Council last week voting in favour of the plans. Lucindale's incorporates the need for more housing as well as upgrades to the main street, while Francis covers upgrades to the local rec reserve and the introduction of a new tourist trail. And defence will be the theme of the Premier's next overseas trip. Peter Malinauskas will head to the US in a couple of weeks to visit two nuclear submarine shipyards in Virginia and Connecticut. Both make subs, which will be delivered as part of the AUKUS contract, with the Premier also set to engage in high-level meetings in Washington aimed at maximising skilled jobs in South Australia. Keith remains the only undefeated team in the KNT Footy League, the side down in Kingston by 74 points at the weekend. And a massive win for second place Kybe Bolite, keeping Narracourt to just 11 points in the 193-point win.